hyperflare of a weeks-old magnetar born from a binary neutron star merger, by B.B. Zhang et al. Magnetars, a population of isolated neutron stars with ultra-strong magnetic fields of approximately 10 to the power of 14 minus 10 to the power of 15 G, have been increasingly accepted to explain a variety of astrophysical transients. A nascent millisecond period magnetar can release its spin-down energy and power bright sources such as gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, and their subsequent X-ray plateaus, superluminous supernovae, SLSNA, and the fast X-ray transients such as XT-2. Magnetars with ages of 10 cubed minus 10 to the power of 4 years have been observed within the Milky Way galaxy, which are found to power diverse transients with the expense of their magnetic energy, in the form of giant flares and repeated soft gamma ray or hard X-ray bursts and occasionally fast radio bursts, FRBs. Magnetar giant flares were also detected as disguised short GRBs from nearby galaxies. Here we report the identification of a GRB as a hyperflare of magnetar in a nearby galaxy. The magnitude of the hyperflare is about 1,000 times brighter than that of a typical magnetar giant flare. A significant approximately 80 millisecond period is detected in the decaying light curve. Interpreting this period as the rotation period and given a magnetic field strength typical for a young magnetar, the age of the magnetar is constrained to be only a few weeks. The non-detection of a superluminous supernova nor a GRB weeks before the event further constrains that the magnetar is likely born from an off-axis merger event of two neutron stars. Our finding bridges the gap between the hypothetical millisecond magnetars and the observed galactic magnetars, and points toward a broader channel of magnetar-powered gamma-ray transients. This was a hyperflare of a weeks-old magnetar born from a binary neutron star merger, by B.B. Zhang et al.